Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. It's good to be back here another Saturday, giving praises and glory to God for all that He has done and all that He's doing in our lives. We thank the Lord that we can be here to go into the Word another time. We are still in the Epistle of John, and we are in 1 John, and we are going to continue in 1 John chapter 3, where we left off last week. We left off at verse 15 last week, and we are going to continue this week from verse 15 to the end. And we thank God for what He's doing in this season and what the Word is doing to us. The Word is really transforming us, making us more like Jesus. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your love, for your mercies. Thank you, O God, for your grace, O God Almighty, which you dispense to us daily. And we thank you, O God Almighty, Lord, that your grace is sufficient to keep us. So, O God, as we come to you in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, O God, that you will saturate our hearts, saturate our minds with your word, O God. That, O God, whatever we do, O God, it will be in alignment with your word. Thank you, O God, for this another opportunity to bring forth your word. And we pray in the name of Jesus that your word, O God, will go and do the work that it is set forth to do. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. Thank you for your people. Thank you for the receptive hearts, O God, that will hear your word and purpose to do it. Lord, we look to you this evening for a spirit-filled evening where your word, O God, will go forth, O God Almighty Lord, with the anointing power and change lives. Lord, we thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Last week we left off at verse 15 of 1 John chapter 3. And the word of God says to us, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. So John was making it clear that if we harbor hatred in our hearts, we are murderers in the sight of God. So we have to know and understand and check ourselves to see if we are really haters. We don't want to be haters, but we want to be lovers of God and lovers of his people. Because the word said that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. And if we are haters, then no, we do not have eternal life in us. And it is sad that we would spend our time here on earth and realize at the end that we will not spend eternity with Jesus. So let us ask the Lord to remove any hatred from us, anything that is coming at us to prevent us from having this eternal life that comes only through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Verse 16 of 1 John chapter 3. So hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought also to lay down our lives for the brethren. John was saying that this is how we become aware or understand the love that God has for us, because he sacrificed his life for us. John 15:13 tells us, greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. And we are also to make sacrifices, people of God, for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We have to make sacrifices as well. We have to lay down our lives also for the brethren. We have to come to that place and to know that we have to give up some things that we used to hold on to so dearly, so that that same thing can help somebody else that we used to hold on to so much. So God is also calling us to make some sacrifices in our lives for our brothers. Verse 17 of 1 John chapter 3 said, but whosoever have this world's goods and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him. How dwelleth the love of God in him? So John says in this epistle that if we have the things that our brother is in need of, and we are aware of the need, people of God, and we refuse to show kindness or to show mercy to our brother, John asks a very profound question here. How can you say the love of God is in you? How can we say the love of God is in us, people of God, when we see so many needs out there and it never occurred to us that we are in a position to help and we are not helping? What is that saying? John asks the question, how can you say the love of God is in you? If the love of God is in you, you will give without looking for anything in return. You will give without broadcasting it. How many times we give and it's just for a show? But Jesus is saying to us today through his word, as he spoke to his audience in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 verse 2 to 4. Jesus said, therefore, when thou doest thine alms, he said, when thou doest, that means we, people of God, we should be doing good deeds. He said, therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So we can give as much as we, but we must give with the right heart, with the right motive. We must not be giving and broadcasting it, expecting everybody to be there praising us for all that we are doing. But Jesus is calling us, people of God. He said, when you give, don't sound a trumpet. You don't have to broadcast it. You don't have to let everybody know what you're doing. But when thou doest alms, when you do good deeds, verse 3 of Matthew 6, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. So don't even let the closest person to you know what you are really doing. Look at verse 4. That thine alms may be in secret, that the righteous deeds, the good deeds that you do, may be in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. So people of God, the Lord is calling us to have the right perspective, the right mindset. And whatever we are doing, do it heartily unto the Lord and not unto men. For Jesus Christ tells us in his word in Matthew 6 that the Lord God, he sees what we're doing. He sees our heart. He sees our motive. And when we are truly doing our good deeds from our hearts, then the word said that the Lord God will reward us openly. He will reward us openly. People of God, we have to understand God's words. When we see the needs of our brothers, let us be moved with compassion. Let us be moved with the love of God that is in us. And let us help those that are really in need, not looking for anything in return, not looking for men's praise, but looking to God, for our Father who sees in secret. He sees the hearts. He sees the motives. The word of God said he will reward us openly. Verse 18 of 1 John chapter 3. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So the word of God is telling us, do not allow our love to be only in words, just lip service. But let us do good deeds to others from our hearts, people of God. The Lord himself knoweth the heart. He tests the hearts. He knows those that are right. But let us do good deeds to others from our hearts. Love is an action word. Many times we say love with our lips. Love you, love you, love you. But your love is just lip service. And if you see needs, you don't meet them because you don't truly love. But we have to come to understand what the word of God is saying to us today. Let us do good deeds to others from our heart. Love is active. It's an action word. It is always giving. People of God, love is always giving. The Word of God tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We ought to love the brethren. We ought not to love in word only, but also in deed and in truth. Love in truth. Truly love. We need to show the love of God wherever we go. Verse 19 of 1 John chapter 3. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. John was saying that this is how we know that we are of Christ. This is how we know, people of God, that we are of Christ. We are of the truth, for Christ is truth. And shall have that assurance in our hearts when we approach him. So each time we approach him, we should approach him with confidence. Approach him with confidence because we know that we are of him. We are of the truth. So whatever we do, it should be coming from a heart of love, a heart that is truthful. Verse 20 of 1 John chapter 3, it says, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. If our heart, people of God, condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. So even if the enemy wants to bring words of condemnation to us, people of God, God knows our hearts and our motives. He knows everything. He knows everything, people of God. So if our hearts come to condemn us, we have to remember that our God knows if we are really true. He knows everything. And the enemy will bring lies to our minds and bring things of the past to try to condemn us. But we have to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Verse 21 of 1 John chapter 3 said, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. People of God, if we are walking without condemnation, then we will have confidence towards God. And God wants us to have confidence towards him, people of God. The Word of God tells us that we should come boldly to the throne of grace. We should come with confidence to the throne of grace. If we know who we are in Christ, then we will come confidently to God. For the Word of God tells us that we are reconciled to Abba Father. We are reconciled to God the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ. The Word of God tells us that we now can draw nigh to God. We can go near to him through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So people of God, we shouldn't be drawing back. We should be going forward, moving swiftly, walking in obedience, walking in confidence in the Word of God, reminding us that if our heart condemns us not, then have we confidence towards God. We want to know that God is greater than our heart, and he doesn't want us to walk in condemnation. So John was speaking to the beloved saints, saying that if we are living free of condemnation, then we will live in confidence in the things of God. Romans 8 verse 1 tells us, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So people of God, if we are in Christ Jesus, if we are in fellowship with Christ Jesus, that we shouldn't be walking in condemnation. But there is no condemnation, the Word said. There was no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, there means in fellowship with Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, who is not led by the flesh. who is not led by our desires, but who is led by the Spirit. The Word of God said, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the desires of your flesh. People of God, we have to come to understand God's words, what He's saying to us at this time. We cannot afford to walk in condemnation. Because if we are walking in condemnation, we are not going to come confidently to the throne room. We are going to draw back. If we commit any sin, we are going to draw back. But He said, if we sin, we should come unto Him and confess our sins. For He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So it is for us to know and understand that God does not want us to walk in condemnation. The enemy has come and wants to condemn us and want to keep us away from Abba Father. But the Word of God is telling us today that even if our heart condemns us, if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. So let us rest in the Word of God. Let us be assured of what He's saying to us during this time. Let us understand that God wants us to walk free from condemnation. We are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. We are justified by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word of God tells us that there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. People of God, we cannot be condemned and justified at the same time. So we have to know that if we are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, then we shouldn't be walking in condemnation. We should run to the throne room of Abba anytime, any place, for we now have free access to the throne room of God through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for the blood that was shed for us at Calvary, so that we don't have to be walking in condemnation anymore, but we walk in the freedom that Christ has prepared for us. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And the Word of God tells us in verse 22 of 1 John chapter 3, He said, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Whatsoever we ask, people of God, we receive of Him. Because we what? Why we receive of Him? Because we keep His commandments. We are in obedience to Him. And we do those things that are pleasing in His sight. People of God, we want to please our God every day of our lives. He said, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For when we come, we must believe that He is God. And He rewards those that diligently seek Him. So whatever we ask, we receive of Him. Because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. We place our confidence, we place our trust in the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So when our faith is in Him, when our faith is in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when our faith is in the finished work at the cross, then we are living a life pleasing in His sight. People of God, the Word tells us in John 14:14 through 15, if you shall ask anything in My name, I will do it. Jesus was saying, if you ask anything in My name, I will do it. He said, if you love Me, you keep My commandments. People of God, we want to love the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. We want to love Him and obey Him. If we love Him, He said, we will obey His commandments. And His commandment is for us to love one another as He has loved us. He said, if we ask anything in His name, He will do it. He will do it. People of God, we are supposed to be operating in the name of Jesus Christ. We are supposed to be living in His character, bearing His image, showing Him to the world. We're supposed to live in love. We're supposed to have joy and peace. We're supposed to be people who are able to endure. We are supposed to have kindness in our hearts, gentleness, meekness, faith. We are supposed to have self-control. We are supposed to represent Christ well here on earth. So when we are walking and living according to his will, when we are keeping his commandment, then he surely will come through for us. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If we love him, people of God, we will keep his commandment and live a life pleasing to him in his name, in his character. How many of us truly want to be like Jesus? And that should be our goal, to be like him, to bear his image, to be like him, to walk in his character, showing him to the world. When the world sees us, they will know this is a true disciple, a true follower, a true imitator of Jesus Christ. We want to live like him. We want to be like him. We want to be obedient to his commandments, giving honor and glory to his great name. Verse 23 of 1 John chapter 3. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. People of God, it's just a reminder over and over to us. It just keep repeating itself over and over, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. The commandment is for us to love one another like he loves us. We are to love one another, people of God. It's a commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to believe on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and love one another as he loves us. He loves us unconditionally. The word of God says, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. He loves us sacrificially. His word tells us that he is a good shepherd. John 10:11, that giveth his life for the sheep. He giveth his life for us. So he sacrificed himself because of his love for us. We ought also to love one another, people of God. We are to love unconditionally. We are to love sacrificially. We are to love with pure motives. We are to allow those around us to see the love of God in us, to feel the love of God in us, to know that we are sincere followers of Christ Jesus. We want the world to know us by our love that we show one for another. And our desire should be to please our Lord Jesus Christ, to please him in every aspect of our lives. Our desire should be to walk in holiness, to walk in truth, to walk in love, to walk as children of light, shining our light wherever we go. We don't want to be in darkness. God is light, the word of God tells us, and in him is no darkness at all. So we want to show the love of God, the light of our Lord Jesus Christ, wherever we go. We want to be true ambassadors for him. We want to know that we are representing him well. So John is just reminding us in this epistle to love one another. Love, love. Remember the commandment of our Lord Jesus. To love one another. To be in obedience to our Lord. To love him and to obey his word. To love one another like he loves us. Verse 24 of chapter 3. The last verse, verse 24. Of 1 John chapter 3. And the word of God said, and he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us. Let me read this again, verse 24 of 1 John 3. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us. John was saying that those who obeys the commandment of our Lord lives in him and Christ in him. People of God, there is a relationship. There is partnership. There is fellowship. We know that he abides in us through his Spirit. His Spirit bears witness with us, people of God. His Spirit testifies to us that we are children of God. The Word of God said, as many as received Jesus, to them gave he power or the right to become children of God. So his Spirit testifies to us. His Spirit makes us aware that we are truly children of God. His Spirit, who is with us and in us, testifies of Christ abiding in us. When we are out of fellowship, he testifies to us and he woos us back into fellowship with him. People of God, the Lord is calling us back to that place of resting in Jesus Christ, of having that close relationship with him, of walking in fellowship with him, of abiding in him. He said, abide in me and let my word abide in you, and you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. We want to be aware of the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives. We want to be aware that he is the one who draws us back into that close fellowship with Jesus. We want to walk each day in close fellowship with him. We want to remain in that close relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want to be walking and doing things of our own, but we want to be in full partnership with him. We bless God for his word this evening. And we know that God is with us. He testifies to us. The Holy Spirit testifies to us and keeps wooing us back into fellowship with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What a Savior. He has made provision for us in every way, ensuring that we walk each day in true fellowship with him. God bless you here this evening. Thank you for listening. And I pray that as these words go forth, our hearts will be changed and we will walk in the light of God's word. For his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Bless the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. We thank you for your words that have gone forth to your people. And we thank you, O God, that your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. And we thank you that your word has pierced the hearts of your people, bringing forth change. So we look to you this evening and we thank you and we give you praise. And we thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, for the testimonies that will come forth, that lives have been changed through your word. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.